Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Before we go, this quick reminder about the upcoming Monday deadline for this month's Zip Code Stories project, which we produce in cooperation with the Drum Audio Literary Magazine.
On Tuesday, June 26, 1984, news of Ann Natty's murder flew from the Gloucester Daily Times delivery cars.
That's author Alyssa East reading from her best-selling book, Dogtown, set among the old colonials and winding streets of Gloucester on Cape Ann. Her descriptive writing sets the scene for the action of the novel.
When people on Cape Ann say they are part of the landscape, as they often do, they mean it somewhat literally. While some old-timers boast to have never crossed the short drawbridge that spans the colonial canal known as the Cut, others claim to have never set foot in their neighboring Cape Ann villages either. "It may as well be the end of the earth out there," said a Maplewood Avenue resident who alleges to have never set foot in Lanesville or Folly Cove, which are located on the northern side of the island. Whether or not these statements are true or an exaggeration is less important than the pride of place and provincialism that Cape Anners seek to convey with such remarks. In any given Cape Ann neighborhood, residents may know each other's business, but they know nothing of what goes on beyond their village or block. That is why news of Ann Natty's murder traveled quickly in some places, but not in others.
That's Alyssa East reading from her best-selling novel, Dogtown, about Gloucester. We thought we'd play it to inspire you to submit a short story about one of our four selected zip codes this month. Gloucester's one of them, so is Brockton, Wellesley, and Roslindale. Submit by 10 p.m. on Monday, January 9th, and find out how at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Jason Breslow. We're receiving extra help this week from producer Amanda Art.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.